Hi, it's David Jennings here from Melbourne SEO Services, and I just wanted to respond to an SEO query that came in from Mark. He had a whole host of questions just in regards to when he's working with an SEO company, what should they be doing, and how can he determine their worth, those sorts of things. So the first question was, what should an SEO guru be doing on a daily basis to promote his website for a monthly rate? Now, that can vary dramatically. It does depend on what industry you're in and what keywords you're looking to rank for, because obviously certain things are going to be more competitive than others, so it'll depend on how much actually needs to be done. Not to mention, depending on what that monthly rate is going to determine the same level of work that gets done as well. And then there is no hard and fast rules when it comes to SEO. There's not like one method that people follow. That's why it can vary dramatically from person to person. So what should they be doing on a daily basis? Well, it starts off usually in month one. You want to make sure that they get all of the on-page optimization correct. So choosing the right keywords, assigning them to pages. You should also be getting some sort of audit to make sure that the website is going to be in good standing with Google, and do some analysis on currently what's going on. Then ongoing, it has to do with, as the name suggests, search engine optimization. So they need to be optimizing the results that you're getting in those search engines. So picking the right keywords, the keywords that are currently driving your on traffic that are on page number one but not position number one, and continuing to link build to those, and really just trying to help syndicate content and replicating what happens in nature. That is building a good variety of links from a variety of sources to a variety of different places on your site. Question two is, how can you check what work's been done? If SEO is not full-time work, he feels he might be forking out money for nothing. So he wants to make sure that he's getting good value for money. So the best thing that you can be doing, it's not so much thinking about how many hours has been done, because you could have someone going out there and spending 100 hours building really low quality links, and then you get one person who knows what they're doing and they might spend 1/10 that time building better quality links and far outrank the other person. So it's not so much a function of time, but rather you should be looking at the results that you're getting. So you always tie it back to the return on investment for your money. So you think, okay, this is how much I'm spending each month. What needs to happen for me to quickly and easily reach break even and be confident to know that this is paying for itself? That's really what you want to be thinking about. So think about that up front. And that's one of the reasons why here at Melbourne SEO Services, we're quite particular with the clients that we work with. We want to make sure, typically speaking, we won't work with, let's say, the discount hairdresser selling $10 haircuts, because he's going to need to sell a whole bunch of those to reach break even, when you compare that against the dentist who pulls out a handful of teeth and very quickly breaks even. So it's all about making sure you get a good return on your money. The next question he's got is, how many SEOs do assure and indicate that they'll get you onto the first page for X amount? So firstly, you can't have guarantees like that. It's actually against Google's terms of service. No one has special deals with Google. They can't say that they'll rank you on page number one for certain keywords. Oftentimes also those rankings and those guarantees aren't really worth the paper they're written on, for the very fact that oftentimes they are going to rank you for obscure keywords that no one's actually searching for anyway. So number one ranking guarantees usually aren't worth anything. So what I would be thinking about, again, it's always coming back to linking it back to making sure what's that bottom line value that is being added to your business from those rankings. Who cares if you've got 100 page number one rankings for a certain, keywords that no one's searching for? You want to be ranking for keywords that people are searching for. And then we've got the next question, which is, he does have access to analytics, but he doesn't know how to use it or to read it to analyze it. So just the basics. So it's definitely worth looking into. The analytics, really, you can't improve what it is that you don't measure. So understanding the way that your analytics is absolutely key. So there are probably a few things that you need to take into account then. Understanding your analytics so you know currently what's working, and then really thinking about what needs to happen for SEO to be profitable for you, and then think about, well, how can you actually measure that? So that's kind of the thought process that we go through when we're choosing whether or not we can work with clients, to make sure that you make them more money than they spend with you. But that's not general practice, and a lot of people don't actually do it, and that's why people come to us at Melbourne SEO.